Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March the 3rd. The grains closed higher with May corn up 22 and 3/4 cents at 747 and 3/4. May wheat limit up at 1134, and May beans up 4 3/4 cents at 1667 and 3/4. March wheat in Chicago without any limits closed up $2.30 at $12.89, just 11 cents shy of the historic high in Chicago wheat. May Kansas City was up the limit. March Minneapolis was up 75 3/4 cents, but somebody's obviously short Chicago and getting killed. These markets are just so volatile. We watched July, December Chicago wheat go from a high at $2.33 this morning, $2.30, July over Dease, back down to $1.65. That's a 65-cent drop, and at one point, it was an 80-cent drop off the highs. We had corn trading limit up with 10 minutes to go, and then it broke 13 cents going into the close. It's just been absurd the amount of volatility we're seeing in these markets, even on things like spreads. Whoever said trading spreads is less risky than the outrights needs to rethink that statement. I mean, it's been an industry-wide comment for 100 years. Trade the spreads, they're less risky. Well, good luck with that. At any rate, crude oil closed down almost $3 a barrel at $107.67. That was $9 off its highs from last night. The dollar made new contract highs and a high close. March corn actually made a new historic high at 778.5. That took out the old high at 775, so 3.5 cents. But it closed only 12 cents higher at 751, so 27 cents off of those highs. Now, are corn and beans going to stay strong tomorrow? You know, wheat, I'm not sure what they're going to do with the expanded limits tomorrow. I don't know if they expand even farther. I suppose they could go out to, who knows, a buck and a half tomorrow. And that would certainly get us in the ballpark. I don't know that the spreads can go, or the limits can go that far, but certainly with March wheat at $12.89. Now keep in mind, if somebody sells 5 contracts of March wheat, you could take it down to $11 in here. So, you know, you've got to be very, very careful if you're trading these markets. I heard rumors today that one of the clearing firms at the board was blowing out a Russian commercial elevator that was short Chicago wheat futures. I don't know if that's true or not, but I would be surprised if it wasn't true. Let's put it that way. I think we're going to see, you know, more companies going out of business out here that can't make the margin calls. The banks are extended. This reminds you of what happened back when the wheat was $13 and Congress, banks were running up their credit limits, and Congress, I think, finally said let them have some more dough, and then we were okay after that. But I don't know what's going to happen out here. Is somebody going to put a bullet in Putin's head? Nobody knows. I think the oligarchs are upset. I think the Russian people are upset. And it seems like Putin is the only one that wants this war. He's thrown out the nuclear word 3 times now, and only a madman would do that, in my opinion. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But apparently the Ukrainians and Russians agreed to a corridor for evacuating people. But certainly Putin is using some pretty barbaric measures against the Ukrainian people, and they're putting up one hell of a fight considering what they're up against. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.